Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons.
Good morning. This is Sandy, and Sherry is here with us this morning from Plants for All Seasons.
Good morning.
Good morning. So happy to have you here with us.
I'm happy to be here.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we're going to talk about the sport of gardening since we are on Sports Radio 610. And it can be a sport sometime. It can be very good for you and very healthy. But I've got to tell the listener, Sherry. Sherry walked in the studio this morning, and she has got some crispy arms.
Yes.
So the sun has caught up to you.
Yes, the low humidity yesterday was fabulous.
Yes. Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah. But the skin got a little red, so yes. We all need to watch out for that. So I love to peek at the Farmer's Almanac.
Uh-huh.
Because, wow, we're already in June, mm-hmm. which I can't believe. And they're saying that in June we're going to have about 3 degrees warmer mm-hmm. than typical.
Okay.
And about an inch less water.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah. So we're going to have to keep that in mind, I'm assuming,
yes.
when we're out in the garden, in the yard, and then when we're planting new things.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm learning as a new gardener is that there's not really a season here in Houston or in South Texas that we have to do gardening.
Right.
We can do it year round. I mean,
365 days.
Yeah, because our winter is pretty minimal and
yeah.
short lived. So there's always something we can be proactive on, or even just the planting.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Yeah. So I love to have y'all here. The listeners, we all learn so much from you.
Well, and especially listeners tuning in that maybe have moved from out of state. We're having a huge influx of out of state people moving in.
Good
and
point.
Gardening here is different than almost any other place, unless you
That's
live in
true.
Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, or, you know,
right.
Alabama. So
California has pretty good year round, right?
Right, right.
But different.
But different, depending on which part of California.
So,
and we do have a lot of California moving in, but mm-hmm. there's a lot of New York and
yeah.
Chicago. And yeah, so we need to kind of help educate our new gardeners
right,
from
right.
other climates that, you know, we can garden year round.
Right.
There's not a short window of opportunity.
Right. And then our soils, of course. I mean, actually, our soils are not only different from theirs, but even in your own yard.
Right. And I think in a lot of places they use the word topsoil for good soil because it is good soil. So that's another thing that we battle too.
Okay.
Is they move here and use topsoil in the flower beds, which is a no-no.
Right, because you've taught me topsoil uh-huh. is for leveling and building.
You got it.
Okay, I'm learning that.
There you go.
Okay, well, that's interesting that they come down here and thinking that that's the good stuff.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Because up there it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and they probably don't recognize that clay.
Yes.
Okay, well, I have a super fun story, and I'm not sure if I followed up on this, but the big leak that we had,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it was a pile of clay.
Yeah.
And I thought, there is no way anything's going to grow there, but, you know, the rest of my yard has decent mm-hmm. growth. So I did the Humates Plus
uh-huh.
to break up the clay.
Right.
And after they leveled the clay, I did the Humates Plus. And then about 4 or 5 days later, they came and they laid the sod.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, even right now, it's only been a month.
Uh-huh.
But you can almost, it almost looks like the rest of the yard.
Nice.
Now, I think I also did put some MicroLife on the top of it. Maybe uh-huh. a little bit of 624, but it was the Humates and the sod and the water. And I am thrilled.
Yep. If we had the opportunity before they sodded our yards
yeah.
in the beginning.
Right.
To get some Humates Plus out, I think it'd make a huge difference in the health of our yards.
Right. And the ease of our landscaping.
Right.
Because, you know, I've heard all of our Home Show Garden Pros. I think even last week, Joey was talking about exactly that, getting ahead of if you're buying a new home or something,
mm-hmm.
getting ahead of what the builders are putting in because
right.
they're just laying sand down there or, you know,
clay. And junk
yeah.
and bricks
right.
and wood.
yeah. Yeah. Or mixtures that aren't even, you know, organic.
Right.
So that's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, the weather is warmer and drier, and it's kind of been that way for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And that's okay. We're here to talk to you about our year-round gardening and input and tips. And call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Sherry is here from Plants for All Seasons. And as you know, this is Home Show Garden Pros. We love for our listeners to call in. Call us with your questions, your concerns, and even your failures, because really we're just working through those.
Sure.
All of us are. So the phone number is 281-833-3333. It's very easy. And our knowledge of experts rotate through here if you are a new listener. And they include Plants for All Seasons, which is Sherry, who's here with us today. Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens. You've heard Anita with us. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. You've heard Joey with us. And Danny's done videos with us. And Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And that's John Ferguson. So all beautiful places. And the knowledge and longevity of your family-owned, locally-owned businesses, locally sourced, too,
right,
which is real important, because I've heard our Home Show Garden Pros probing some of our listeners who ask questions about a certain plant that didn't survive. And so I've heard, you know, you discussing with them in a nice way, kind of like, you know, well, where'd you get it?
Right.
So how important is that locally grown and nurtured?
Well, I mean, I think at our nursery, we try to bring in plants, or we try to. We do bring in plants that we know grow here.
Okay.
Occasionally, there's something that we will grow here, but it doesn't have a long last. That doesn't,
like a history?
It doesn't last through seasons. Let's say for like forsythia.
Okay.
It's a beautiful bloomer, but we don't typically get cold enough here for it to bloom.
Okay.
So occasionally we'll bring it in and let the customer know.
You
know,
uh-huh.
When we have winters, it may do something.
That's fair enough.
But especially when we're talking fruit trees, we really need to be careful with where you buy it. Because people who are big corporations that maybe their buyers aren't located here, they're supplying with varieties that may not do well here.
Wow. Okay.
And that is the same for trees and shrubs, regular trees and shrubs.
Right.
Flowers, for the most part, too. You know, your box stores will carry what will grow here, but occasionally they'll have something that I'm like, okay, that's 5 minutes.
Oh,
and it's
no.
over.
Yeah.
So
waste of your
that
time.
That is the benefit of shopping.
Right. Time and money.
A locally owned garden center. You got it.
Well, the benefit is also the knowledge base.
Right.
You know, you can walk into Plants for All Seasons or any of the Home Show Garden Pros, and the whole team knows what's going on and can give you advice. They don't just need to find Sherry.
Right.
Whereas some of the other bigger locations, you know, that is just a box store, you're not going to get that input.
Right.
And we want to try and have success off the top. So we appreciate that. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Join us for the sporting of gardening this morning at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we will chat with you about your gardens.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. It is June, and we are sitting here with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons, thrilled that she is in. There's always something going on at Plants for All Seasons, and as I mentioned earlier, she has been working in her own yard. So yes. what was the project you needed to get done yesterday in your own yard?
Well, I just removed my winter color, so my winter annuals, my violas, snapdragons, alyssum. I just removed those a few weeks ago, so okay. I was left with no flowers. I needed flowers. So I planted some pentas and some vinca, begonias, creeping Jenny, some coleus, just a number of things.
Good for you.
And then everything got a drink of super seaweed yesterday.
I know. I talk about how you love it, and I do too.
Yeah.
It's sort of that that quick magic.
Yes, yes. And it can cool your soils too.
I learned that yesterday. Mm-hmm. Sarah from MicroLife was here yesterday, and she reminded me about that. And I said, that's right. It can cool them off. She said cooling off the actual plant.
Yes.
You know, and gives it sort of a reprieve.
Yeah, and it kind of works as what's called an anti-desiccant. So it slows the transpiration of water down. So the water needs are not as great when you're using super seaweed. So I have a hydrangea. Mm-hmm. That from 2 to about 5, it gets full sun. And every day when I get home, because hydrangeas do not like that full sun.
Yeah, that afternoon
it
sun.
It is got, you know, you can just tell it's thirsty.
Yeah,
it needs
not,
a drink,
it's
right?
It's sad.
So I have started giving it a gallon of super seaweed mix once a week, and that stops that wilt.
Oh, wow.
For the whole week.
And you do it in the evening when you get home?
When I get home.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'll just do it once a week, and then I'll do it, and I'll wait until it starts to wilt again in the evenings. And that's with my sprinklers going off.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's getting regular water. It's just can't handle that intense heat.
The stress.
It's doing beautifully from that seaweed.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's
so great. Anything that you're having a hard time keeping watered because we're dry and your sprinklers are just not cutting it, you can give it a little quench with the super seaweed.
So now for that reason, are you spraying the plant? Because that's what you talked about before. Okay. So we're spraying
the plant.
The
and for this particular problem, I've just been giving it a whole gallon of the mix.
Yeah. Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
That's good to know. And the timing is really nice because I think we might need to adjust our gardening, you know, because the middle heat of the day might not be our best. So, you know, earlier mornings, I love the evenings.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, after dinner for me is just magic outside.
Yep. And if you could spray super seaweed either early in the morning or later in the evening when the temperature kind of comes down and that plant's not in conservation mode and its little cells are just wide open like little teacups.
Okay.
And when you spray, you're kind of filling up those little teacups.
What a great description.
Yes. And then they close up. They conserve
that
water in there. It's like you're just filling up their cups.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I love that description because we are on the radio, and sometimes when we're describing things, I think we're doing math on the radio.
Right.
But that's a great way to think about it and to remember.
And then you get up the next morning and go out and walk the garden.
Yes,
and,
always.
And you can just tell your plants just look happy.
They
look healthy. They look grateful for that little quench you gave them at the end of the day.
Yeah. And you're happy to do the seaweed frequently.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, I would do it once a week if I could remember.
if you had time.
Yeah, every Friday night. And I also spray my vegetable garden with it because the seaweed, something in it makes the plant emit an enzyme or a taste that is bad to insects.
Really?
Yes.
That's
and it keeps
good.
Them from not being stressed, and not stressed plants don't get bugs.
Right. Well, we've talked about that with the lawn, too.
Yeah.
If your lawn is healthy, it's going to have a better chance of choking out the weeds.
And resisting insects.
And guess what? That's kind of like with humans.
Yes.
So if
stay healthy.
Right. If we're not stressed and if we're more healthy, we can resist a lot of things.
You got it.
And then that's when we go back to saying, okay, healthy soils, healthy lawns, healthy
people. You got it.
So this is Sherry. She is here from Plants for All Seasons up north off of 249. Mm-hmm. Beautiful place to walk around. I've got to post some pictures of the pots that Kelly filled for me.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
yeah.
my God.
Were gorgeous.
They were gorgeous.
Are they filling in nicely?
Oh, they're beautiful. They're happy and fluffy, and they're just beautiful. I just needed that extra help, and she did a great job. So
yeah. She's killing it in bedding right now. Like, I walked around yesterday to go get some plants for my yard, mm-hmm. and it's so colorful and so beautiful right now.
Ooh,
yeah.
Great time to go up and look.
It is.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, and we are at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Join our conversation, and we will return after this.
Apricot, coral, peach, and pink.
Just a few of their delicious colors.
Blooming again and again.
Now through fall.
Easy growing, sun loving.
Part ground cover, part miniature rose bush.
Drift roses, you'll love them.
Easy to maintain.
For spaces big and small.
Group or mix them with shrubs, perennials.
Just part of what's waiting for you.
At Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com.
Helping you grow like a pro.
Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Just because it's warmer doesn't mean your plants need more water. Quite the contrary. Water deeply once a week at most, especially with landscape shrubs. Now back to the properly hydrated Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hey, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond. We'll be back to your questions in just a minute. You've been asking for them and they're finally ready. Vincas, also known as periwinkle, are one of the most heat-tolerant and drought-tolerant annuals for our hot summer months. We carry the Cora series, which is the most disease-resistant variety on the market today. They are available in both mounding and spreading forms and come in lots of bright colors. They're great in full-sun pots as well as the garden beds. We've got tons of beautiful caladiums. Caladiums are traditional southern garden plants grown for their unique shape and color of their leaves as well as the versatility in the garden. They come in shades of pink, red, white, and more, with interesting patterns that are fun to blend into your landscape. Try shade varieties under your trees or sun varieties mixed in with your shrubs and perennial borders. They're excellent in pots, too. Come on in to choose from our beautiful varieties. Summertime is right around the corner, and it's time to turn your backyard into a tropical oasis. We have tons of beautiful tropicals to choose from, including mandevillas, hibiscus, and bougainvilleas in nice, bright colors. Come on in and check them out. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Greatwood, Sugar Land, and First Colony. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to Fulshear, Cinco Ranch, and Richmond. Visit us on our website at myenchanted.com for more info and our future events. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Sherry.
Good morning. This is Sandy. And most importantly, we have our Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons up north off of 249. Beautiful location. And like she was just saying before, Kelly has got your color variety just popping out there.
Oh, it's exploding. Unbelievable. Yeah. Okay. You just stand there and look around and it's like, wow. You know, all these shortages that we've had all
that's
spring.
What I'm hearing, yes.
And now it's like, okay, everything's available.
Oh,
yeah.
So that's great to hear.
Like we're getting back to normal.
Oh, thank you.
That was a lot from that last little freeze. You know, we had a little setback. A lot of our local growers, because that's where we buy from,
right.
Lost or had things. I guess they lost a whole crop, so then they had to try to play catch up.
Right.
So.
Right.
And they're caught up.
They're caught up.
Yeah.
So that's great to know.
Yeah.
That is very encouraging because people may have sort of thought we were still having issues with plants. So Plants for All Seasons, I'm sure our other local Home Show Garden Pros are having some good restocking times.
Yes.
Now, you were talking about what you were doing in your lawn. Now, when you pulled out your old stuff, okay, your winter items, did you do anything to prep
before you put in your summer items?
Of course.
Okay. So what did you do?
I always add a little bit of compost or soil conditioner before I plant, and then I sprinkle my MicroLife Ultimate out on the soil. Then I plant my plants, and then a little layer of black velvet mulch.
Oh.
Just kind of the... It's like the icing on the cake, right? Mm-hmm. It makes everything look pretty and clean. Mm-hmm. And then I watered everything in with the super seaweed.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, let's remember that, because when we're pulling out the old stuff, we can't just plop something in there.
I mean,
need a
you
little
could,
bit,
but,
a little bit more nutrients.
You know, all the plants pull up all the nutrients mm-hmm. and use it all. So you need to replenish.
Thank you for that why. I mm-hmm. love the why.
Yes.
Okay.
That is why.
All right. So let's remember that when we're taking out all of our old stuff, that prep it a little bit.
Yeah.
And the compost, MicroLife, and then a topper of black velvet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yes.
And I have got some new begonias in a shaded area, mm-hmm. and I love them because they spread.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they fluff out, I guess.
Right.
So they're... That's a nice,
right.
colorful one to remember about, that we can put in the sort of part sun, part shade, right?
Right. Okay. Kind of that dappled. And, you know, I've had some begonias under my Japanese yew in my backyard for, I think, going on 6 years now.
No way.
They made it through that first snow, that year we had the snow twice.
Yes.
And I thought, they're not going to make it. And then Winter Storm Uri.
Oh, my goodness.
I just cleaned everything up, just cut all the mush off.
Right.
And they've come back. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty unbelievable.
Well,
so if they're in a protected kind of shady area.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then to remember, because you're the one who taught me the mm-hmm. cutting the mushy and gushy.
Mm-hmm. Anything mushy and gushy, you got
freezes.
It.
Once we're sure we're over a freeze, mm-hmm. and that's, you know, months ago, I can't even think of freezes right now when we're...
I could go for a little one.
Right. After we're burning our arms
yes.
and sweating out. Well, we're not sweating too
no.
much right now because the humidity's not so bad. But
yeah.
It is a great time to go out and garden, because here in Houston, you can garden...
Mm-hmm.
365 days a year.
Right. You just have to adjust your practices
right.
to the weather.
Right.
And we're hot and dry.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to hand water. Don't rely on a sprinkler system.
Yeah.
Because I did all that hand watering, and then we put the sprinklers on this morning
mm-hmm.
just to kind of reinforce.
Right.
And then what I'll do is I'll just kind of eyeball it. If it looks like the sprinklers are enough, then great. If I see a few little things that just need a little extra, then I'll get the hose out and do some hand watering, at least for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just have to adjust. You know, in the fall, the sprinklers are typically enough.
Mm-hmm.
This time of year, we just have to get everything kind of rooted, so sometimes that takes a little bit more water.
Especially our new stuff, right?
Yes.
Hand water than anything new that you're planting.
Yes. For the first 2 weeks, really be vigilant.
Okay.
You know, if everything's perky and happy the day after you water, then don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait until they start showing you those signs.
Right. So, watering is a big question for people,
and it's
hard to
measure.
Because
it's not an exact science.
It is, yeah.
And it's different from yard to yard.
And even within my yard.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sandy and Sherry. Sherry is here from Plants for All Seasons. She is our expert today, our pro, mm-hmm. who will answer your questions and guide us through how we can make our lawns and gardens more beautiful. This is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We'll return after this.
The thunder rolls.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. But right now, we have Jacob on the line from Monterey Lawn and Gardens. Hi, Jacob.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going well. You know, we've got a hot summer here that has just jumped on us. What are some of the problems that gardeners are going to be facing during this hot summer?
As you get into the heat of the summer down in Houston, your insecticides are really limited on what you can use because of heat restrictions, especially on the organic side. Our horticultural oil differs from other products on the market because it doesn't have heat restrictions. And it works on aphids, mites, and scales, and other soft-bodied insects. And you can also use it as a dormant spray in the winter with fungicides, some of those overwintering insects.
So, Jacob, that horticultural oil sounds great, like a very good product that we don't need to worry so much about the heat resistance of it, like you were talking about. But what about ants and pests in our lawn?
So we have our Monterey Garden Insect Spray, which is a spinosad product. It's army-listed for organic gardening, and it can be used to pour right over the top of ant beds or spray, and it's going to kill those fire ants that are in your yard. And it also is going to work on your chewing insects and stuff like that that do damage to the leaves of plants, like aphids.
Great. Okay. Well, and we are seeing evidence of that for sure. Now, tell me again, Jacob, it's the Monterey Insect Spray?
That's correct.
For these and other products, you can go to MontereyLawnAndGarden.com. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are here in the studio with our expert, Sherry, from Plants for All Seasons, and she is here to chat with you about what's going on in your backyard, in your garden. What's going on with your grass? What does it look like? Mm-hmm. We are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. There are lots of things to talk about, whether it's your soil health or your watering schedules or hints on what to do when you're planting new plants. Year-round, we've got something that we can be doing in our backyards. And Sherry, we were just talking about the watering and the soils, mm-hmm. and how even on your own property, mm-hmm. on your own patio area,
right.
whether it's a small patch of grass or big, you can see different things going on with the same plants.
Right.
You know, and what I just noticed that I need, I'll need to work on it next weekend because this weekend is getting ready for an out-of-state wedding.
Oh, fun.
Yes. So I'm a little distracted, but I was sitting on my patio and I looked at my lawn and I thought of you.
Mm-hmm.
That beautiful lawn picture that you showed me, uh-huh. of your front lawn is just beautiful, mm-hmm. lush and thick. So I was looking at my grass and I thought, wow, it's looking really good.
Yeah.
You know, it's looking happy and healthy. And I had done all of my, you know, my microlife feeding in March and I've done seaweed since then. It was looking good. But then I went to this one patch that's not patch, but it's a larger area underneath near the oak tree.
Uh-huh.
And I'm growing grass. It's fine. But as I walk on it, I see a little bit. It's kind of thin.
Uh-huh.
I can see some
soil
underneath. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, so it's fed. It's watered. Guess what I think it is?
What do you think it is?
I think that area is getting too much water.
Okay.
Because I don't have any brown patches. I don't see any bugs.
Uh-huh.
But I reached through the grass blades and I touched the soil, the sprinkler had not gone off,
mm-hmm.
and there it was happy. It wasn't dry.
Okay.
So I'm thinking,
could
it be too much water?
Yeah, especially if your soil's not hard packed.
No.
If it's nice and loose and it's holding on to moisture, a shady area is not going to need as much water.
Right.
So that it could, and if it's a lower lying area.
No, it's pretty good at, you know, I'm wondering if maybe there could be a little bit of compaction, but it's not dry, hard compacted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So your suggestion, I need to adjust maybe my watering.
Right.
Anything else
watch,
I need to do?
Watch the sprinklers when they go off.
Yeah.
See where, and do you have, two heads maybe overlapping there? And see, you know, if you can make sense out of it that way. You've got to stand back and look at the whole picture.
Right, right.
As it's happening.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of times our sprinklers go off before we get up.
Oh, yeah. I know.
So if you're having a sprinkler issue, you're not aware of it.
Right.
So maybe a head's out or
right,
a
that's
head,
true. I could be
you got a
spraying.
Leak. You could, yeah. Yeah.
That's
so check
true.
That out and assess that before.
I hadn't even thought about that. And then I need to keep in mind, I think I'm watering too much. I mean, mm-hmm. I know 3 times a week is suggested.
Okay.
But I'm thinking of cutting back to 2 times a week.
Yeah.
But then doing my hand watering as needed.
As needed.
Yeah.
That sounds, with the temperatures we're having,
mm-hmm.
If you can get away with 2 waterings a week, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people who haven't been working on their soil
mm-hmm.
or implementing organic practices will have to water 3, okay. sometimes 4 times a week.
Right.
So if you can back off the water, that's going to create even deeper root systems.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be doing great, saving money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. So I think I'm gonna play with that. And that's really what it's all about is we've got to get out there and, like you said, walk your yard, walk your garden.
Yeah.
It's good for us to do that.
Yes. And then you can stay ahead of problems.
That's the thing.
And don't let your sprinkler system just, you know, people will come in and I'll say, well, how often are you watering? Well, I have a sprinkler system. Well, how long is it going off? What's, you know, how many days a week is it going off? We've kind of don't just put it on a timer.
Yeah.
You know, be in control of the sprinkler system.
Right. And like you say, I probably need to jump up or even just, you know, turn it on one day and see what's going on because I know there's a lot of concrete that's getting watered, which I hate to see.
Right.
That just is disturbing. Charlie was talking about walking Teddy a few days ago or something, and he said, I know. He said, there's this one neighbor who he walks around the corner and every other morning there is running water.
Yeah.
You know, from their sprinklers.
And if it's running out of it just means you're compacted, right? I barely have any runoff in my yard because when we water, the water is penetrating through the soil.
Yeah.
There's no runoff.
Yeah.
So if you're turning your sprinklers on for 15 minutes, but after 5 minutes you're having runoff, you're just wasting 10 minutes worth of water.
Bad news.
Yeah. So, you know, be aware of those kind of things.
Right.
And water till the runoff starts to occur and then shut it off and then maybe bump it up a little bit next time. And hopefully, you know, over time your water will start penetrating a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. And Sherry always has some great information for us to learn from. And we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And when we return, we will talk with Guy.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488. Nature'sWayResources.com.
Get more blooms all summer from your salvia, esperanza, and other pollinator-friendly shrubs. If they start slowing, give them a little haircut. You'll be back in blooms in no time. That's how we like it. Now the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Playing in the dirt isn't just for kids. With Landscaper's Pride and mulches and soils, you can literally feel that it is premium quality and locally sourced. We talk a lot about local, and it matters. Landscaper's Pride has topsoils that we have all learned is perfect for patching and leveling your beds or your lawns. Their black humus is 100% aged pine, composted and screened. It's really good for amending our existing soils and raised beds. They're potting soils. They've got potting soils, and Gardener Magic is a wonderful mixture with black humus and soil conditioners. It's also got a slow-release fertilizer, so it's perfect for your beds or potted plants. For healthier, fast-growing vegetables, shrubs, and plants, choose naturally organic Landscaper's Pride. You can find them at all of our Home Show Garden Pro locations. Learn more at homeshowgardenpros.com. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we have got Guy on the line. Good morning, Guy. What do you have for Sherry?
Morning. Nice to talk to you, ladies.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions. I'm actually coming off graveyards, but I try to listen to you guys every time I come off graveyards. I work shift work. But
thank you.
You're welcome. I am a long-time listener. Randy Lemon and all. But my question number one, you've already answered one of them about the grass. I know that I have impacted the grass, but it's around a fairly large oak tree. I'd say 60 foot. Mm-hmm. And I've had it thin where it will let wind blow through it for hurricanes. So it doesn't end up on my house. But I'm having the lawn is thinning around the base of the tree going towards the sidewalk, and I do not have sprinklers. How do I unimpact it? First question.
Okay, so you always hear us talk about compost top dressing. I would start with compost. and water it in with the super seaweed. That's going to stimulate your biology in the soil, and they are going to loosen the soil for you.
The microbes.
Yep. And that will also... I'm sorry?
Will Humate Pro work to do that, or do I just need to use...
Humates Plus will, yes, that's going to be very beneficial, but not, I would still do a soil-based compost.
Okay.
Yep. And you don't have to do a ton. If it's just a small area, like 10 foot by 10 foot, you know, just a few, maybe two bags of compost, spread it out with a rake, and then water it in with super seaweed. You can even put your Humates Plus on there as well. That'll just take it up a notch and help it work faster.
And I've already gone and got some of the Humates Plus.
Perfect. So, I would go ahead if you have it and go ahead and start that today.
What is the other, you're saying Seaweed Plus? Is that seaweed?
Uh-huh. It's liquid seaweed, and MicroLife makes one called Super Seaweed. And what that does is it's going to stimulate the biology in your compost, and it's going to make the need for water less because it kind of slows the transpiration down of the plant or the grass. It does a number of things. It's kind of magical. So if you can put if you can put that down after your other products, you'll be, you know, taking it up a notch.
And
can
Guy,
I just go ahead and do the whole yard with it?
I spray my whole yard with the super seaweed. But if you wanted to really just focus on this problematic area, just so you can kind of see how it works, you could do that too.
I love the MicroLife Super Seaweed. I mean, I've heard Sherry talk about it, and I remember starting to use it. It is. You'll see rapid results from that, and then the longer lasting results from the compost layer, and then.
You may plug some Palmetto St. Augustine in your grass. Have you heard of that variety of St. Augustine?
Which type of St. Just St. Augustine? Regular St. Augustine?
There's a strain of St. Augustine called Palmetto, and it can grow in a shadier area. So compaction is a problem under trees, and, you know, shade trees only get shadier as time goes by. So if we can get rid of the compaction and get a more desirable strain of St. Augustine growing under that shade tree, then you'll have a nice, lush, long lawn.
It will fix my problem.
It'll fix your problems. You got it.
Excellent.
Okay.
I don't mind plugging your vendors either, because I've used the Humate Plus in the backyard already.
Okay, good.
You can already see the impact. It's definitely obvious.
And it decreases your need for water. And with water being such a precious resource, we need to be responsible with it.
I don't see it. I have to do this by hand, or I set sprinklers out.
Yeah.
If I even see any water running off, I know I'm wasting money.
You got it.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about. Exactly. We've all got to be kind of vigilant
on that.
One
last question. I know you guys got to spread the wealth. But another question. I love plugging your vendors, but I was up on 249 on the north side for some family stuff, and I saw the place. I think it's called DSI, RSI Trees. Right at 249 and Beltway 8?
RCW.
RCW, yes.
Yes.
Okay, my question. I made the mistake about 8 years ago of going to a box store, and I bought not one but two apple trees. And they are from some non-North American country, and these trees have never... One of them died early on, like within the first 6 months. Figure. And the second one is about 10 feet tall and now has never bloomed. And I totally throw the towel in. My wife wants avocado trees, and I want to know a variety that is a bit large and would cause some shade to boot with possible fruit bearing also.
Oh, okay.
I don't know which type to get.
So if you come to Plants for All Seasons, we have several different varieties of avocado. I have one in my yard called Arizona. And that's going to be very similar to the Haas avocado that we get at the grocery store.
Yep.
You can get it planted, but if you're going to do it in the ground, make sure and amend with expanded shale, because overwatering tends to be a bad problem with the avocados. And then what part of town do you live in?
I live on the northeast side of Houston, like Deer Park, Pasadena area.
Okay. So most winters you should be fine. If we have something like winters,
unlike what we just had.
Yeah, then you would have to protect it. But
and Sherry and I planted an avocado tree for a video back in maybe Marchish, so you could look at that. Now, the one thing I remember about planting, because I planted the new avocado tree also, and you told me to have it a little bit lifted up.
Yeah.
Because mine's in the ground.
Yeah, you barely even dig it into the ground.
Okay.
But mix in the expanded shale as well. That will help with it when we have like tropical storm kind of rains.
Yes, yes. And I get a lot. Actually, my home is flooded not once, but twice.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
20 years, but I got it from Harvey. So this is a question. I lost about a 10 to 12 foot lemon. I'd call it a bush, but it was very prolific during the freeze.
Yeah.
But it killed my bush, and she wants me to plant the avocado. So is the avocado tree that you planted, is it in Arizona?
I think mine is, because I got it from Sherry.
Mine is the Arizona variety. But you could do a Joey. You could do there's a Don Juan. I think that's what it's called.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's several different varieties, but we do all grafted varieties from a company named Brazos. He does citrus trees and avocados. So they'll all be good varieties for our area.
Okay. All of them have to be grafted, correct?
Yes.
For here?
For here, even for a mild winter.
Bloom. Is that so they will bloom?
It has something to do with the bloom time and the winter hardiness.
Aha. Okay. What about size? The Arizona, how big will that tree get?
Probably about 15 to 20 foot tall and wide.
Oh, that would be, that's perfect. Okay.
Yep.
That's another question. One last thing I'll throw at you guys. I do love plugging in your vendors, though. but I listen and I've learned, obviously.
Well, good.
But like I said, I did buy at the box store. It was a complete mistake. I heard you guys talking about doing your front beds and how one guy did a whole bed with box store stuff and it just wasted a whole bunch of money. I think Randy Lemon was really hard on this guy.
Oh, yeah. But yeah.
Unfortunate, but the truth hurts sometimes.
Yes.
I want to know. I don't want to see it die.
Yep, but absolutely.
Like I said, yeah. The backyard, what you've told me, has helped immensely. And the avocado tree, I've been waiting for about 3 weeks to actually get on the phone to actually ask you guys it. Actually, one more question I have, and I'll let you go back to what you're doing so you can share with some other customers.
Okay.
Or fans. Another fruit-bearing tree that you would recommend, like a fig is what I really am looking at, but I want something local that will cause a lot of shade and have that post-oak look to it.
Oh, okay. So post oaks kind of go more vertical. Most of your figs go out. They have a bigger spread on them. So it'd be more in how you prune it. But we have some that are kind of treed up a little bit more. If you can maintain that shape, then really any of them. I just wouldn't do a dwarf fig. So like Celeste, Brown Turkey, LSU Purple, LSU Gold, those would all be good varieties to try out.
Those would be easy ones to remember for LSU. So thank you. You guys have been very helpful.
Oh, great.
And I hope I helped some of your listeners out there, because these are questions I've been waiting to ask because you brought up avocados, but I never really heard you talk about.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Call in anytime. And, of course, we're all learning from each other, so we appreciate your call. Thanks for listening. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. I am here with Miss Sherry Hira from Plants for All Seasons up north on 249. Beautiful location, quite a variety. And we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. When we return, we will have Tony and Susie.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
You can be a better gardener.
The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Microlife, all-organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
For a beautiful lawn and garden with less time and effort, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Good morning. This is Sandy, and I am here at Home Show Garden Pros with our expert, Sherry, Plants for All Seasons, up on 249. She is here with us for the full 2 hours this morning to answer your calls and your questions and your chatting about what's going on in your lawn and garden. We have got a line of calls, Sherry, for you. And everybody just be patient with us, and we are going to take Tony. Tony, good morning.
Good morning. I have a couple of herb questions for you.
Okay. Sure.
Well, the first is I have dill in a pot and I have basil in a pot, and they're both blooming. Should I pinch those blooms off, or should I keep them blooming, let them go? How should I handle those two?
I would pinch the blooms off your basil because that'll keep producing. And what you can do is just pinch the little flowers off when they're done blooming and sprinkle them in the top of the pot, and that'll keep reseeding. Your dill, however, now that we're hot, it's going to bloom. You can harvest the dill seed after the flowers are done. Just put something over the top, like a paper bag or some kind of a mesh. Then you can capture the seed and use that in your kitchen.
Oh.
But it's bolting. Once it starts blooming, it's just kind of indicating I'm going to flower, I'm going to seed, and then I'm going to die, because that's what it's supposed to do.
Okay. Dill.
So I'll have to plant that probably several times throughout the summer in order to keep getting
the
dill.
No, you take a break through the summer because it's too hot. It'll just keep bolting. But replant it again in like October, just as our temperatures come down, and it'll last you October all the way through till June.
All right, great. And one more question. I have it's a little bay tree. It was a smallish plant when I planted it a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it has leaves mostly up and down it. Mm-hmm. Is it better to harvest from the bottom? Should I cut off the bottom branches so it just leaves out at the top? What's the best way to handle a bay?
So I like it in a little tree form. If you left the bottom branching, then it would be more like a bush. And you can harvest really any leaves. I would go with the older leaves, so more towards the bottom, because they'll be a little bit bigger than the leaves on the top, and they're a little more hardened off, and that's what you want.
All right, great. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Tony. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we have got a line of calls that we're going to get to. And this is Sandy and Sherry. Sherry is from Plants for All Seasons, and we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. When we return, we will take Susie, Reed, and Esmeralda.
Back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning on this June morning. It is warm and it is dry. And I'm here with Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. She is our Home Show Garden Pro. And we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we've got chats for you, Sherry. Lots of great calls and good information. And we are going to talk with Susie first. Good morning,
good
Susie.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Yes, ma'am. This is about my lawn.
Okay.
I have an area that's thin, and it's around a porch or a sidewalk, and then around my flower bed.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get as much light, sun.
Okay.
And it's sort of compacted, but I have also had contractors here for probably the last 3 weeks, from front to back, replacing old boards, trim with new boards, and then painting. And they've just finished. So I'm wondering what is the best way to try to take care of that and get it to come back.
Okay. So now that they're done with work, now it's time to repair. So you could get some leaf mold compost and put it in the areas that just got pounded with their foot traffic. Mm-hmm. And then water that in with a liquid seaweed. But I would also get some Palmetto St. Augustine plugs. Okay. Because you did say it's not as much light in those areas. And right. Plug the St. Augustine throughout that area. Water everything in with that liquid seaweed. And I think you'll start to see it recover really quickly.
Okay. And where can I get the palmetto?
What part of town are you in?
I'm in Pearland.
Okay. So I don't know who carries it down there. So you might call a few places down in that area and see if they have the Palmetto St. Augustine plugs. If okay. not, we're about a 40-minute drive north on 249 at Plants for All Seasons. We have some plugs that are due to come in this next Friday.
Awesome.
Okay.
And how often... as far as watering, my yard is pretty good other than this area, and I have two oak trees. So I do have a problem with the roots coming up, but I have been watering like three times a week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Okay.
5 minutes, but I've upped my yard area to 10.
Okay.
So what...
I think that sounds ideal as long as you're not having a bunch of runoff. So are you awake when the sprinklers are going off?
Yes, ma'am, a lot of time.
Okay. So you can kind of just visually monitor after 5 minutes, is the water running off or is it not running off at all in 10 minutes? You just want to make sure that you're watering is actually penetrating into your ground and not going down the storm drain. So if at 7 or 8 minutes it starts to run off, then let's just do your watering to 7 or 8 minutes.
Okay. And so when we talk about runoff, it's because it's not soaking in.
Right. Or it's just compacted. Reached a layer that is compacted. And then it runs off. So how we battle that is to incorporate more organic material. So you could do that with compost, or you could do that with like MicroLife Humates Plus, which is a spreadable product in a spreader. So you're not having to do your whole yard with the compost.
Okay. All right.
And then just one more thing. When we do the plugs for the St. Augustine, just do hand watering on those until you get them rooted, till you can't pull them up anymore. Don't just rely on the sprinkler system for that.
Okay.
Okay.
Extra watering.
Extra watering because their little roots have not gotten established yet.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You bet. Susie. Thank you.
Have a good weekend. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And when we return, we will get with Gary and Doug and Esmeralda.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.